This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head towards the weekend, let's start this last day of the work week with some time with God and just open our Bibles and see what God has to say to us. Do you know, if you want to get to know God on the personal level in your life, you need to learn to open up your Bible and to pray as you do so. God, please speak to me through the truths in your word. And God will then take the words in the Bible and he will use them to reveal himself to you, but also to guide you in life. And you'll have a sense, okay, God, I'm reading this passage. It's been here for thousands of years, but it's like it's here for me today because I can see what you are trying to say to me in my life and how this applies to my situation right now. So, as we start to read right now, just open your heart up to God and say, God, what are you saying to me? We're reading some of Jesus' last words to the disciples as he got them ready to live life without him. He was about to be crucified and then rise and go back to be with the Father. And he's just been warning the disciples that they don't fit into the world around them anymore. That because of their relationship with him, he's changed their way of approaching life, and now he's going to send his Holy Spirit to live in them, and that's going to make them so different from the world around them that the world's going to resent them. It's going to hate them. It's going to persecute them. He says, starting in chapter 16 of John, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may be kept from stumbling." In other words, he's saying, I'm letting you know this is coming so you'll be ready for it. "They will make you outcasts from the synagogue. But an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God." And isn't this just what happened in the early church? As people like Saul of Tarsus, who was one of the leaders among the Jews, thought that he was serving God by trying to kill all the Christians until he encountered the living Jesus Christ. And we know him now as the Apostle Paul. "And these things they will do because they have not known the Father or me." That is, they're just caught up in their religion. They may even get fanatical about it. But they don't know me personally. They don't know God the Father personally. "But these things," Jesus says, "I have spoken to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you." Jesus was there with the disciples to help them understand and interpret everything. And so he wasn't talking about these things. But now that he's going, and they might be tempted to struggle and wonder why God would let these things happen to them, he says, "Now I'm warning you. It's coming. Be ready for it. If you stand for me, you're going to face some resentment and rejection from people around you. I'm letting you know now, so you know I'm not out of control. It's not a surprise to me. It is part of my plan for you to go through that and to stand for me, to honor me through it all, because in that you will be showing even those very people persecuting you the reality of God in your life, the difference that I make in you. Well, as you go into this day, do you face a circumstance at work or with people around you where they kind of make fun of you for being a Christian or ridicule your beliefs or your standards? Don't be afraid to stand for Jesus Christ. Even as people laugh, they are noticing the difference that is in you and your response to them. Allow Jesus Christ to reveal himself through you today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.